Interesting that I'm going to tell you now, Shulchan Aruch says something that we really, most people in practice don't do, although there are many, many Nushalayim and maybe even some in LA that do it as well. But the question is why we do it, why we don't do it. Shulchan Aruch says that the minog is not to make your matzahs for the Seder until Erev Pesach after midday, after 6 hours into the day, because that is the minhag is not to make your matzahs for the Seder, I'm sure all of you are doing this, until Erev Pesach after midday, because Shulchan Aruch writes, Shuzman HaKrovas Karbon Pesach, it's the time that they brought the Karbon Pesach, Uviyadala Shechalios B'Shabbos, and when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, so then you can't bake the matzah ostensibly, because that's usher to do on Shabbos, then Lashin be'erev Pesach, then it was done, the kneading was done on Erev Pesach after 6 hours into the day. What is going on here? What's this idea of baking the Matzah Mitzvah on Erev Pesach? It's already alluded to in the Shulchan Aruch because of a comparison that is made between that and the time of the Hakrovas Karban Pesach. This tradition appears in the Gaonim, and it appears in Sefer HaPardes attributed to Rashi, or the Tamidei Rashi, that an Erev Pesach, one should make the matzah at the time of the Hakrovas Karban Pesach. Because the Torah connects the act of the bringing of the Karban Pesach, the language of the Pasuk that is quoted in the Rishonim, is the pasuk that's in the Torah, is v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha, you will bring the Karban Pesach, you will shecht it, and then it says, lo sochal olav chametz shivas yamin, sochal olav matzah, don't eat chametz with it, and for 7 days you'll eat matzah with it. So you see there's a hekesh in the Torah, there's a comparison between the act of the shechitas Karban Pesach and the act of the eating the matzah, or the, in this context, the making of the matzah mitzvah. So therefore, the Gaonim had a tradition that's preceding Rashi, that the matzah mitzvah has to be done at the time of the efsharut, the possibility of the bringing of the Karban Pesach, which is from 6.5 hours into the day. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says, from 6 hours into the day, which means like from, so let's say on a 6th day from the 12, but in the Mishnah Brura, he quotes the name of the Bach and others, that it really means from 6.5 hours into the day, which is a whole discussion unto itself. The Mishnah Brura himself points out that this is not practical. It's very hard to imagine doing this for many, for a few reasons. One is because he says that it's very hard to imagine that you're not going to get into chametz problems, because when you make a matzah, then you always have the potential for chametz. And there are those that held that from already past midday, the iser chametz is an iser mashal, even the smallest amount. So to play with halachic fire is very difficult to imagine. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, he says, I don't understand. It sounds like from the Gaonim that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah unless you make it at the time that you're makriv the Karban Pesach. But he says that's impossible because we have Mishnayis in Maseches, we have explicit Mishnayis in Maseches Pesachim that tell us that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, or the matzahs of Pesach, with the chalos toda, with the leftover matzahs that were brought with the Karban toda. So obviously, if you're going to say that, that must mean that you are not baking it on the day itself, because you're not allowed to bake the Karban Toda, bring the Karban Toda on Pesach itself. So he says, it must be that this is, without going into the details, it must be that this opinion that's quoted in the name of the Gaon and that's in the Shulchan Aruch, he says it must be that that is not really the normative halacha, it is at best a hidur, an interesting, an elevated practice. An interesting point that needs to be made here, by the way, if you go to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, you cannot find a matzah bakery on Erev Pesach. They're all rented out. There are many, many Hasidim especially, but also Briskers and others that try to fulfill this idea of the Gaonim's opinion and Rashi's opinion that one should make the matzah mitzvah from Erev Pesach and on. What happens when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbat? So when do you bake the matzah? you can't make it on Shabbos itself, although that's a question why not. So there are two opinions that are up here in the Rishonim. Some say you should do it on Erev Pesach, you should do it on Erev Pesach on Friday, and that's what we just read in the Shulchan Aruch. And some say, it's in Rishonim, the Mordechai and others, say that you should do it, no, on Motzei Shabbos. So imagine this, on Motzei Shabbos, these opinions appear in the Rishonim, on Motzei Shabbos, you should start making your matzah. Everybody else is worrying about the Seder, you're going to make your matzah. The Taz writes, oh, that's not so practical, the kids are going to fall asleep. You also might not have a wife by the time you're finished. He didn't say that point. So the question that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank asked is, because I don't understand. I understand the rest of the time. I understand the rest of the time with regard to this idea of bringing the Karban Pesach and making the matzah at the same time. That I get. But an Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, you don't, you lost it. Because when do you bring the Karban Pesach? An Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you bring it on Shabbos. Because Karban Pesach actually pushes away Shabbos. Very interesting idea. But you can't bake the matzah. So once you can't bake the matzah at the time of the bringing of the Karban Pesach, once you can't do it, what benefit do you have? Why do some Rishonim say, do it on Motzei Shabbos? What do you gain? It's no longer, the Beis HaMikdash is not open for business. It's not open for the sacrificing of Karbanos already by the night. Motzei Shabbos is no longer the bringing of the Karban Pesach. So already, once you can't bring, you make the matzah at the time of the bringing of the Karban Pesach, so then what do you gain? Do it already before Shabbos begins. Why would somebody be so machbid, so insistent to make the matzah on Motzei Shabbos? We'll pick this up, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.